Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sisters listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sisters listening for her just to have a renewing of her mind and just a fear of God placed into her that she starts to, if she isn't already, hopefully she already is, but for any sister that's not terrified, that she starts to be terrified of the falling away and of all of the lies that are in the world today about eternal life, and that she cleaves to her Bible and checks things according to the Word of God and is very discerning as to what she receives and what she believes concerning the gospel. And that she really does have a fear of God placed in her and sees how dangerous it is. I ask all these crazy flies in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm just going to be going over some simple verses in the Bible, because this is something I pray that any sister that is listening to these podcasts has already read through her KJV Bible numerous times. Because if you have, you will already, you know, thankfully know these things, okay? But if you haven't, you need to, okay? Once again, if you haven't read through your Bible, your KJV Bible, from cover to cover, several times, okay, and continually, you need to do it, okay? You need to read through it several times, get familiar with it, and then constantly be reading it through it over and over again after that, okay? It's the Word of God, okay? You need to cleave to it, okay? Because there's a lot of false teaching that's paves a road to hell, okay? In the church today, for example, the phrase "once saved, always saved," you can never lose your salvation. I want to touch on this because I spoke a little bit about this yesterday. It says this absolutely nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. It does that is not a Bible verse. Okay, once saved, always saved is a saying of man. Okay, and you can't lose your salvation, again, a saying of man. Okay, now I talked about grace already. Okay, and in a previous teaching, that's the way to heaven, okay, is God's grace. You put all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength into God's grace, you'll be fine, okay? He will keep you and take you to heaven, okay? But, okay, as you put your heart, mind, soul, and strength, everything you've got, okay, everything about you, into God's grace, okay, and that's your plan for salvation, which it needs to be. That is the New Testament. That is the covenant, the new covenant. The Holy Spirit will not, when you hear things like that, the Holy Spirit will terrify you and let you know that is a lie, okay? That is God's grace. It will, I asked someone, even my son about that, you know, about stuff like that. I said, how does that make you feel? He said, scared. He was a young boy, okay? But he's full of the Spirit. He knows, okay? When he hears things like that, that's scary. Yeah, it is. It terrifies me too, okay? Because when you are saved by God's grace and that's your plan, and you're not living on a deception, okay? The Holy Spirit will fill you with the fear of God and will let you know that that is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And that's God's grace. You won't listen to it and you'll be safe and you'll stay on the straight and narrow path. You'll ignore it, run away from it. And there you go. You're on the path to heaven. Okay, so let's take a look at some Bible verses. This is 1 Corinthians 9:27. This is Apostle Paul talking. Listen up. The Apostle, okay, Paul, okay? This is not, you know, just a disciple or just a Christian. We're talking about an apostle, the apostle of the New Testament, okay? Who wrote most of the New Testament, okay? Who was ordained to give the gospel to the Gentiles, okay? An apostle, okay? You need to listen to him. He says, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Okay? That's him. That's the fear of God. He's full of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit is teaching him, okay, to keep his flesh under subjection every day. Same way that if you are filled with Spirit, the Holy Spirit will teach you to do the same thing. Okay, so that you don't become a castaway, because it can pull you to hell. You'll know that when you're full of the Holy Spirit, that your flesh is wicked and wants to destroy you. Okay? Okay, this is the verse that I read, which is talking precisely about falling away. This is Hebrews chapter 6. It says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, Okay, so this is a Christian. Okay, someone who has tasted of the Spirit. Okay, tasted of eternal life. This is what he's talking about. Okay, if they shall fall away, fall away. Okay, this is the gospel. Okay, that's the parable of the talents. You've got four groups. Four. Okay, four groups. Okay, parable of the talents. This is Matthew chapter 13. Excuse me, starting at verse 18, it says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away which was sown in his heart. And he which received by the seed by the wayside." Okay, so it's a little bit there gone. They're going to hell. Going to hell. You need to know that. Don't lie to yourself. They're going to hell. Okay, going to hell. They received it for a moment. It's gone. They're going to hell. Okay. And then by the wayside, but he that received seed into the stony place is the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by is offended. Going to hell. Going to hell. You need to know that, okay? They didn't make it. First group, no. Second group, no. Okay? He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke up the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Okay? That's it. Okay? And then here, the fourth one, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Okay? I'll leave it there for today, but you need to take these warnings, because there's more in here, okay, about not finishing, okay? You need to take these warnings seriously, okay, and have these in your mind, okay, and keep them in your mind, both for yourself and the Holy Spirit is telling you to stay away from something, okay? It's because he's protecting you, okay? And then also for your loved ones, because I see this so often where sisters lie to themselves, okay, because they're caught up in this world and the Holy Spirit is calling them to fight, calling them to lay down their life, calling them to intercede, calling them to go after their family, their loved ones, a friend, a husband, whatever it is, a child, a grandchild, okay? And they're just so busy with their own life and their own selves, and they think, well, they profess the name of Christ, they're fine. They're not. You need to read your Bible. If he's telling you to go after him, it's for a reason, okay? This place is full of darkness. You need to walk in the light. And when you walk in the light, you will see that. Okay? That these little secret hidden things, okay, that the Holy Spirit speaks of and warns people will become fully manifest on Judgment Day. And there's going to be a lot of sadness. A lot. Okay? And I don't want any sisters listening to me, okay, to experience that. Okay? I want to see you finish, and I want to see you. I want to see you finish, and I want to see you, your family, your loved ones, okay, friends, all those people that you care about, the Lord has put upon your heart. I want to see them finish. I want all of us to go, okay, and finish, okay. But you need to run from the lies, okay, that are out there right now. And I'll leave it there for today, okay. Father, I pray for my sister starting her day that she has a glorious day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you the whole day. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen.